I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman on your Friday. Good Friday. Got a lot going on. If you want to continue to sound off on your favorite Easter candy, we'll take that. Questions about or comments about seafood on this Good Friday, we're talking about that as well. And we'll go back to our list of movies you just can't stop watching if they come on TV and you're flipping through channels or scrolling through the guide that you gotta stop on. We'll put all that back on the Lunchtime Buffet next hour here on WWL. Right now, though, it's been a controversy that's been continuing to unfold, and the latest development now is that a group is now asking people to sign a petition to speak out on behalf of students at Sophie B. Wright Charter School who have been banned from participating in graduation. The administration has told them, we'll mail you your diploma. You cannot walk across the stage and get it. After a series of senior pranks involving squirt guns, water balloons, the administration says vinegar, ketchup, mustard, and other things that they claim led, and toilet paper, that led to the injury of one faculty member. The Sophie B. Wright administration also says they warned the students. They got word that there was going to be this senior prank carried out, and they warned them if they did it, there would be harsh consequences, and there have been. Well, advocating on behalf of the students now at Sophie B. Wright is the nonprofit Our Voice, and executive director Mary Moran joins us now. Hey, Mary.
Hello. Good morning.
I'm so glad you could join us on this Good Friday. I know a lot of people are busy getting ready for vacations, heading over the river and through the woods. So thank you for taking out a few minutes to join us. Tell us, what is the latest in the efforts by your group, by the parents, and by the students to get this penalty reversed that would allow the students to actually participate in their graduation ceremony?
Sure, yeah. So parents, from the time parents heard that this was happening, we realized that it wasn't just one parent, wasn't just a handful of parents, but that it was over 30 students who had not only been suspended for 5 days, which if you look at their school handbook policy, it goes over and beyond what the handbook, what the student policy calls for, as well as then having no senior activities. So not having your school prom, not having your senior trip, not having, not being able to walk across the stage and receive your diploma in front of your friends and family and grandparents. And so at that point, our organization got involved, and we've been working with parents, partnering with Southern Poverty Law Center. We were able to get the 30 suspensions rescinded. This was after, of course, students had already served them. But now we're fighting and we won't let up. We're going to continue to keep pushing hard for students to be able to walk and have the opportunity that they've been working for 13 years.
So the suspensions won't be on their records anymore, but it was more than five
Correct.
Days after they were suspended that you got them overturned.
Correct.
So at least, so that's kind of a minor victory, I guess, in the bigger picture. Why is it so important that your organization got involved? Why do you feel like you had to get involved and help these students so that they could, you know, walk across the stage and get that diploma or maybe even go to prom? Some very important things in a high schooler's life.
And anyone's life. I mean, even as an adult, right? If you don't land that big job that you've been eyeing for, you know, the past couple of years that you worked really hard for whatever reason, like you internalize some of that message, like I may not be good enough for this job, right? And so in the same ways, it's so critical that as community members, we be there for our children and for our young people when things like this happen. So for sure, when we look at nationally, this Sophie B. Wright is a school with over 90% of their students who are Black students. When we look nationally, we know that the research tells us that Black students are severely punished for the same act, whether that be in the juvenile court system or in schools. And so in order for us to start to really address some of this and start to dismantle what we call the school to prison pipeline, it's important for us to address all of these issues at any number of schools that this is happening. When we see that Black students are being punished disproportionately compared to their counterparts.
So you believe that the reason that these students were punished beyond what the handbook calls for, that they were banned from prom, banned from walking across the stage at graduation, is due to the color of their skin, not due to the actions that they took?
So if you look at, school senior pranks are is something that every school administration knows is seniors will do at the end of the school year. I don't know any school that does not have a senior prank. Now, what we have been seeing, interestingly enough, is that there's been some really, you know, great pictures that have been surfacing at other schools, say Sacred Heart, De La Salle, you know, other schools in the city, where you have students who have been throwing flour at their school administration, have been going to their coaches' homes and throwing toilet papers on their trees and whatnot, right? Same thing with the water balloon fights. At some schools, it's announced over the intercom and say, it's now time for our, you know, senior prank. And so this is 100% something that is completely normal that seniors do in order to celebrate the fact that they have spent the last 4 years and really the last 13 years working really hard, and they want to celebrate. There's nothing wrong with children being joyous, with children having a water balloon fight.
And you have obtained letters that parents received that show that the appeals to the administration to allow them to walk across the stage have been refused. So what is the next step for your organization now?
Yeah, so again, we will continue to push. We'll continue to fight. What everyone can do right now is they can go to our website, ovnv.org, and find the petition. They can also find us on Facebook, Our Voice, Nuestra Voz, which is Our Voice in Spanish, on Facebook, and they can sign the petition, and we will continue to roll out our next actions. Right now, if any parent who has a child, or if you know someone who has a child at Sophie B. Wright and their child has been denied and has received one of these letters, please message us, please reach out to us, whether on Facebook or through our website. And I can also give you a number, and we can
While you look for that number, I'm going to play a devil's advocate. You find that number, but I want to ask you, and we're getting a lot of text messages at 870-870, people saying, but wait a minute. Regardless of the color of their skin, these students were warned not to do this. While maybe it is a rite of passage at many schools, the administration specifically told these students not to do it, and they did it anyway. How do you respond to that?
That, okay, if they did it anyway, no one is saying that there shouldn't be appropriate disciplinary action, right? But if they've already served their 5 days that you rescinded, right, well, why continue to punish them? Why do something that would really get at the spirit of some of these children, right? Not being able to walk across the stage. They've already served their 5 days, right? So why continue to push hard on these other activities? There's been also the very forward thinking of many schools and institutions, and a practice that is very humane that is called restorative practices. If the students did something to make the school, you know, either dirty or wet because of they were doing water balloon fights, then students should do something that can restore the harm that they actually caused.
So make them come in, clean it up, fix any damage, that kind of thing. All right, Mary, we're running out of time so quickly. You got that phone number if people want to call you?
Yep, it's 504, excuse me.
All right, Mary, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back from this timeout. We'll get that phone number after this, and we will allow you to jump on the air and share your thoughts. Got a lot of calls at 504-260-1870 on should these students get their diplomas and walk across the stage or not. All right, Mary, what's that number if folks want to call our voice and help you in your effort here?
Sure. It's 504-298-8817.
504-298-8817. Thank you, Mary. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you joining us here on WWL.
Thank you.
All right. Mary Moran with Our Voice. We're going to do a lightning round real quick now to see what you think. Should the students get their diplomas and walk across the stage? Darren, thanks for calling. You got 30 seconds. You're on WWL.
Yeah, thanks very much. I think Mary's position is absolutely ridiculous. My son went to a private Catholic school, and the rules that govern who gets to graduate and whether they get to graduate, in other words, walk across the stage and participate in the senior activities, are very tightly enforced. Any misbehavior, failure to follow any of the rules, failure to attend the baccalaureate mass, any of these things get you excluded from graduation. The rules are very, very clearly explained, and they're enforced. Every year there are kids who don't get to walk across the stage.
This Darren, do you think it makes a difference that this is a public school, not a Catholic school?
I see no difference at all. I don't see why it should make a difference. The rules are explained to the kids. They made the decision to violate the rule. I mean, that's it. They had the opportunity to graduate, and they wasted it.
Darren, we appreciate the call. 504-260-187. We're at 1870. We're in a lightning round. Jared, you got 30 seconds. Hey, Jared. All right, folks, make sure you turn down your radios and you're listening on your phone. Otherwise, you'll lose your 30 seconds. Judy, you got 30 seconds.
Hi, yes. I think she's kind of off mark because I think she's using her race as, or the race of the children as an scapegoat, because my son went to a private high school in New Orleans. Two gentlemen at that high school on the very last day of school disobeyed the school rules, and therefore they were kicked out. They spent 5 years, all the money to go to that school, were given a Louisiana State diploma, did not get into the book of alumni, did not get into walk across the stage, did not get anything because they disobeyed the rules. I think we're softening up these kids for a sad life when they think because if they disobey a rule, they can say, oh, because I'm black or white or whatever, I think I should get another chance.
Do you believe the studies that show that minority students get more harsh penalties than white students?
No.
All right. Judy, we appreciate the call. Jared, let's try again. You got 30 seconds.
Hey, sorry about that, buddy. Yeah, I totally disagree with her. You know, they were warned from get-go. If you do this, this is the consequences. I mean, it's like I went to De La Salle. I actually went to a few different high schools and private. And there was no, you know, I was kicked out of a couple of them because I had a bad attitude. And then I went to a public school, and there was no partial for being white or black. I think that's just a cop-out and, you know, trying to use that card.
Thanks for the call. Mary, thanks for calling. You got 30 seconds in this lightning round.
Hi. I'm agreeing with these callers that are responding to her comments. If the goal of the Law Poverty Center is to break that cycle from school to prison, then teach the kids self-discipline. It's self-discipline that makes you successful in life. Making hard choices, doing things when you don't want to do them because they have to be done. What she's using race, which is not even part of this discussion, to give them an excuse for bad behavior.
Thank you, Mayor. We appreciate the call. Justin, you're on WWL. 30 seconds are yours.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I was a senior in high school, too. And Mary did bring up a good point that we go through 12 years of hell to get to where we're point where you're a senior. Now, I do agree that if you disobey the principles and the teachers, you get in trouble. But give them like 2 hours extra school work or after school, but taking away their graduation prom is really over the top.
So you think even though they were warned, even though they knew that they would be severely punished after they were told, we know you're planning to do this, don't do it or you'll be severely punished, that they should not be punished as severely as they have been?
That's correct. I agree with that. Yes, sir.
Do you think the color of their skin has anything to do with this?
No, absolutely not.
Thanks, Justin. We appreciate it. More of your calls after this. If you want to sign the petition in support of the Sophie B. Wright students who are not being allowed to go to prom or walk across the stage at graduation, you can go to the Our Voice Nuestra Voz Facebook page and sign that petition. Doesn't sound like a lot of people who are texting us or calling us, though, are going to be signing it. We'll continue with the lightning round. Joan, thanks for calling. You got 30 seconds here on WWL. What do you think?
Well, I've been a former school teacher, and I've also worked in the criminal justice system. There's got to be some middle ground. Students don't have full brain development at this age. If they were given this choice, say, when they were 28, they might have made a better decision. On the same time, on the other hand, you know, the school doesn't want to lose credibility. Let the kids do community service to earn back the right to either walk the stage or go to prom. You know, 15 hours or 20 hours if you want to walk the stage, another 15 or 20 if you want to go to prom. They've been disciplined. They've already had the suspension. Even inmates are given the right, if they're incarcerated, right, to shave off some of their time by doing some good. So to me, that would be a nice compromise.
Joan, we appreciate the call. You had some good stuff to say. I want you to let you go a little longer than 30 seconds as a result. Donna, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. Dana, go ahead.
Hi. I completely disagree with the lady that called, the lady from the organization earlier. I have two teenage daughters, and, you know, they break the rules. They face the consequences. It's part of the game, and that kids aren't held responsible for what they do, and that's why the world's becoming like it is, because nobody has consequences.
Thank you for the call. Kevin, you got the last 30 seconds of this hour.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Use your time wisely, Kevin.
Hey, all right, I'm calling speaking as a black man. Listen. If the kids knew the punishment beforehand, absolutely, they should not walk across the stage. They're about to face the real world challenges. This should be a learning lesson.
But Kevin, Mary said that black kids are unfairly punished more severely than white kids when they do the same thing. So are they being unfairly punished because they're black?
I agree with Mary. I do agree with her, but in this instance, I don't, because they knew beforehand what the consequences were going to be.
We appreciate the call. We'll continue the conversation. We'll also throw in there, what's a traditional Easter meal in New Orleans up next?
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.